podcast, guys. I have a really special guest today that I've never had on the podcast, and he's kind of salty about it, so had to get him on here. Today we have Papa Anarchist, and that's Vike. His real name is Viking. Everybody asks, and everyone gets it wrong, but we call him Vike for short. Welcome to the show, Vike.
Thanks, Allie. So happy to finally be here. I feel honored to be a part of the Allie Applesauce podcast now. That's right.
Yeah, it's changed because I don't want it to just be like all lashes and all business anymore. We're going to have a lot more fun on the show, which I'm very excited about. I wanted to talk about your experience on Bumble BFF for just a minute and how that's been going.
Allie and I just missed the swipe dating life when we got together 11 years ago now, almost. And so the ability to swipe has been interesting.
Yeah.
But as far as my potential suitors for BFFs, it's been a whole lot of gay men.
There's been one. There was that one that I swiped right on the other day. That one seemed legit. He was like in a canoe.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with gay men. But as far as trying to find potential buddies to, I guess go to like football games with or go golf or whatever, a lot of them don't fall into that category.
Well, that's not what they were saying, like in their interests. It was your interests are very different. So none of them were really working well. We just need our gay man. We need Steven here.
To decipher.
Just to hang out with too. Like he won't go to sports with you.
I mean, he did go to that Tampa Bay Buccaneers game the last time he visited.
Yeah, he did.
Which was impressive.
Yeah.
Because I've never been to one.
Yeah.
But
well, anyway. Maybe next time you'll get invited.
Yeah. But I've been doing a lot of left swiping.
Yeah.
And I right swiped on a guy 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I totally didn't follow up.
What? You didn't?
Neither of us did, though.
You guys matched.
I know, but there's something about guys in their profile picture when they wear their hats backwards where I'm just like,
what?
I don't know if we're going to be friends.
What about wearing a hat backwards? What's wrong with it? You've never told me this.
I feel like some people from like my Instagram life or Facebook life, when they consistently, dudes that consistently wear their hats backwards, aren't usually that cool.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
How did you feel when I was wearing my hat backwards on the beach the other day?
You're fine. You're a chick. It's all good.
Oh, girls can do it.
Girls can do whatever they want.
Oh.
I don't know about guys with their hats backwards, though.
That's why you have more girlfriends than guy friends. Wait, do you? I wonder if you do.
Like solid BFFs in real life?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like half and half. It's pretty equal on both sides, I think.
Yep. My whole 8 friends in life, I think 3 of them are girls, 5 of them are guys. That's not true. I have a lot more friends than that. But they're just spaced out all over the country. They're not really localized.
I mean, even our pals in Arizona, like, you were pretty close to our bestie's wife.
You're talking about Garnet's wife?
No, Cammy.
Oh, Cammy, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
We totally had to raise the boys together, you know, so.
Stay-at-home dad status.
Yeah, we used to, like, meet up at the zoo and have wine together and talk shit on you and Will. It's cool, you know.
That's how, that's what stay-at-home moms do. Both of you had jobs, though, out of town.
It's true. Yep. But yeah, I do have, like, a lot of female friends that are just friends. They're totally platonic, right?
Two of them just came into town for your birthday and stayed with us, and that was super fun.
Yeah.
But you have that whole group from after your engagement with your ex ended, and then you found your group of girlfriends to go out and dance with.
Yep.
And yeah, I don't know. Those ones have stuck.
Yeah, it's true.
At least 2 of them for sure have stuck. And now they're my friends.
And then I've got like as far as like dudes, I got like my crew of ski buddies that are kind of strewn across the West.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys, I feel like I'm pretty tight with. And then I got my Arizona clique.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, a few good dads, basically. And Zeno.
Yeah. I like Zeno, though. I'm going to claim him as my friend, too.
That's fair.
We went and had dinner when we were in Arizona. And he was the one who suggested that I get on Bumble BFF, which is really working out for me. I have, like, 4 matches that I've been chatting with. That reminds me that chick told me about the Christmas party. She said she's not going to be there till 10. So I need to ask for a sitter, but I don't know if we'll get one this fast. So we'll find out, but we potentially have some sort of social function that we were invited to this weekend because of Bumble BFF. And then you made friends with some chick at the car wash yesterday.
Yep, Chantel. Yep. We had a lovely conversation while her vehicles were being washed.
I love it.
Yep. And we'll see where that one goes. She was very nice.
Well.
And her husband seemed pretty cool, according to what she said in our 5-minute conversation.
Honestly, beggars can't be choosers. And we're very social people. So this has been kind of hard being here and not having anybody to talk to. I've probably been really clingy to, like, Steven and my friends in Arizona because I'm just lonely. But I was thinking about how crazy it is the other day. Somebody was like, how long have you been here? And I counted it up. We've been here 5 months. Like, time freaking flies.
It's been going.
Like, it spazzes me out. Like, it makes me feel like it's not even, like, time is not even real. And it goes way faster the older you get.
I think particularly like watching our son grow up is making time feel like it's flashing. I mean,
yeah,
he turns 8 in just 3 months, 3.5 months, something like that.
That's insane.
Which means he potentially only has 10 more years living with us. So it's like halfway through that. So that's
kind of
a trip. I hope
he turns into one of those adults that stays with his parents like purely out of the fact that it's just more cost effective and he doesn't want to spend money. I could see him being that person because he won't spend his real money right now. He'll only spend Robux if we buy him and he spends them within a second.
Yeah.
But if I'm like, you can buy Robux with your own money. He's like, no, I'd rather you buy me Robux.
Yeah, he might not leave the crib that quick, which will be fine.
I hope he doesn't.
And by then, hopefully he'll be one of our adult friends, seeing as we don't have that many. You know? So
we'll invite him to our house parties. He'll probably think we're lame. It's so weird thinking about what kind of a person he's going to turn into be.
Yeah. Well, for now, he's a pistol.
Yeah.
And I just kind of hope, more than anything, it just doesn't turn into, like,
a douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he's got a lot of potential. I think he's going to be just fine. And his parents are fucking awesome, so he's got that going for
him. You know what? I've figured it out. It's no matter who you are, you don't want to be like your parents because your parents are lame. So, like, what do you do when your parents are fucking awesome? You have to pretend to not like them. And that's what he does.
Go ahead.
Anytime I call him out on it, I'm like, no. Like, he'll give me, like, grief. He'll be like, I'll be like, I love you. He'll be like, I don't love you. And he plays, like, opposite day. I'm like, don't opposite day me, motherfucker. And he thinks it's so funny, and he has this little smile where I know he's just lying to himself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's just trying to mess with me.
Yeah.
This little dick.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to say about that. I'm not very pleased when he does that stuff, but he's doing what Cash does, you know, so.
Yeah, there's no talking him into doing anything else. And I kind of like that about him, even though it's, like, annoying. It's, like, if he doesn't want to eat something, he won't eat. The end. He won't. Everyone's like, oh, you know, once he gets hungry enough, a kid will eat. I'm like, no. That's literally not the truth. Not for him.
Right.
Like, his is out of principle. Like, he won't eat. And then he'll get, like, whiny and sad and hangry until you give him whatever he wants.
Yeah. He's got that only child thing going for him. Doesn't have to be doesn't have an example that's set for him and doesn't have to set an example for any other kids. And so he just gets to kind of be Cash and that's it. Yeah. So, and I'm cool with that. Whatever.
I love it. So we're coming up on our 10-year wedding anniversary, which is crazy.
That is nuts.
And a couple days after Christmas, which is like 3 weeks from now, which also is insane. We'll be together 11 years.
Yep. Put so, up with my shit for 11 years.
When did you make out with What's Her Head?
Oh, we're just going to get right into this.
Oh, well, I'm just wondering where our real anniversary is.
So I was thinking about it the other day because when I mentioned it and we were watching Housewives.
Yeah.
I feel like it was.
All right, guys, for the rest of this episode, head over to my Patreon. The link is in my bio on Instagram, or you can just download Patreon and search Ali Applesauce Pod. I am going to be offering this bonus episode for free this week, but in the future, I will be charging $6 a month for my Patreon. It's going to get you all of my episodes plus the bonus episode every single week. So it's going to be 3 episodes a week, and that's always going to be commercial and ad-free. I do plan on adding ads to my episodes. So $6 a month, that's $1.50 per bonus episode. $6 a month, what is that? Like 1/4 of what you're going to pay in coffee over a week, possibly. And I'm hoping it's just as much dopamine. I'm also going to add you to my private community on Patreon so we can talk about our inside jokes and have conversations that are not appropriate for Instagram. And then I'm going to add you to my close friends on Instagram stories so that I can show you the behind the scenes and also you can be included on my inside jokes there. Probably a little bit more inappropriate stories than I share right now. Thank you so much for being a fan. Thank you so much for being a listener. And again, you can get this entire episode for free over at my Patreon. But in the future, these bonus episodes will be exclusive for my Patreon subscribers. Love you. Thank you for listening.